This podcast is a part of the Newhoff Media Podcast Network.
Part. What you guys do is the heavy lifting and the work. So thank you very much. And please thank everybody at your church and your organization for doing such an amazing thing. Thank you for what you do. See, you can support this, Kevin. This is very simple and easy. They're going to do the work. Right. They're going to make sure that they reach out to the people that need the help. All you have to do is give. 217-875-3350. 217-875-3350. You call right now. There are operators standing by. They'll take your credit card information. If you want just an invoice to make a pledge, we'll do that. There's a Venmo code on Nauticator.com. There's a portal through the United Way if you want to give. Simple and easy.
And we're matching right now.
And we are, up until the $30,000 runs out, which is going to be pretty quick.
And it's all tax deductible.
Exactly. 217-875-3350. 217-875-3350. When we get back here on the other side of the top of the hour news, former Mayor Paul Osborne is going to join us. We will also be visiting with Jennifer Ballinger from ADM, Nikki from the Good Samaritan, Blue Mound Food Pantry, Dale South Lake Pharmacy, all of that ahead. Call right now, 217-875-3350.
No matter where you are, we're there. WSOY Decatur, 1340 AM and 103.3 FM, streaming live at nowdecatur.com.
A debt limit crisis averted for now. I'm Dave Anthony, Fox News. The Senate voted last night to raise the debt limit nearly a half trillion dollars. Majority Leader Chuck Schumer says Republicans were playing a dangerous game.
And I am glad that their brinksmanship did not work.
But GOP leader Mitch McConnell says it was the GOP that led the way.
To spare the American people a manufactured crisis.
Republicans insist Democrats pass a debt limit hike using a reconciliation tool underway to pass a spending bill without GOP support. Democrats reject that, setting up another likely debt limit showdown later this year.
Fox's Jared Halpern. The House will vote on the bill Tuesday. Later this hour, we'll get the September jobs report expected to show a surge in hiring, about a half million new jobs with a slight decline in the unemployment rate. The day after President Biden pushed more companies to require workers to get a COVID vaccine.
More people are getting vaccinated. More lives are being saved. Let's be clear. When you see headlines and reports of mass firings and hundreds of people losing their jobs. Look at the bigger story.
The Nobel Peace Prize was awarded this morning to two journalists. Fox's Simon Owen explains why live.
Dave, the Peace Prize has been won by reporters who took on the presidents of Russia and the Philippines.
Journalism has never been as important as it is today, and yet it is so difficult to do the job.
One of the winners, Maria Ressa, who runs Philippine website Rappler, says she's shocked.
I guess what this just shows is that that the Nobel Peace Prize Committee realized that a world without facts means a world without truth and trust.
Ressa shares the award with Dmitry Muratov, who edits one of Russia's most prominent independent newspapers. Dave.
Simon, an attack in Afghanistan at a mosque during Friday prayers. The bombing caused at least 28 deaths, according to a Taliban official. America's listening to Fox News.
Now, when the news channels start using terms like quantitative easing and now tapering a lot, you know there's trouble ahead. What does it mean? Well, despite everything you hear, it just means less money in your pocket, fewer dollars to spend. Everything costs more. Food, gas, utilities, all going up. Does anything cost less than last year? It's bad enough if you're young, but if you're close to retirement, it could be a disaster for your savings. A gold or silver IRA or 401k with Noble Gold will solve this inflation problem for good. And they're giving away a free 5-ounce solid silver America the Beautiful bullion coin with each qualifying plan you start this month as a thank you. Not bad, huh? The best part? You'll speak to an expert. No hassle, no pressure, just a look at your options and what you can do to stop the Fed stealing your hard-earned money. Visit NobleGoldInvestments.com or call us at 877-646-5347.
Senate Democrats put out a report showing what they say were attempts by former President Trump and others in his administration to pressure the Justice Department to overturn election results. Republicans on the Senate Judiciary Committee say he never overruled decisions not to act. There's a Trump response to the attempt to get his ex-advisors to testify.
Democrats on the House Select Committee that's investigating the January 6th riot at the U.S. Capitol have called for the depositions of four former Trump officials, including his chief of staff, Mark Meadows, and one-time advisor, Steve Bannon. But lawyers for the former president have reportedly sent a letter to witnesses telling them not to provide any materials related to their official duties. The New York Times says the letter claims the information being sought is shielded by executive privilege. However, the committee's chairman, Mississippi Democrat Benny Thompson, is threatening criminal referrals for anyone who does not comply with subpoenas issued by the panel. In Washington, Sean Langel, Fox News.
A lot of companies got government help when the pandemic hit last year with those PPP loans that some also tried to take advantage of, defrauding it.
David Stavely and an accomplice were the first Americans accused of fraudulently seeking Paycheck Protection Program loans last May. The pair claimed they owned three restaurants as well as a wireless company, but prosecutors say the eateries were closed and the wireless company had no employees. Stavely pleaded not guilty last year and was placed on home confinement, but removed his GPS monitor and fled. Prosecutors say he faked his own suicide to try to throw off authorities. Stavely was caught after a few months on the run. On Thursday, he was sentenced to nearly 5 years in prison. Tom Rigotti, Fox News.
In baseball's playoffs.
High drive way back. He'll admire it. Oh, my goodness.
Randy Arozarena homered and stole home, leading the Tampa Bay Rays past the Boston Red Sox 5-0 on FS1 in their American League Series opener. The Houston Astros beat the Chicago White Sox 6-1 to start that series. In the NFL last night, the LA Rams beat Seattle 26-17. I'm Dave Anthony. This is Fox News.
Are you or your loved one thinking of retirement? Discover a new beginning at Tanglewood Village. We are an affordable, independent retirement community with a home-like atmosphere. Located in Decatur on Route 36 East. Come in for a tour, and while you're here, stay for lunch and enjoy a delicious home-cooked meal. With this beautiful landscape, rural setting, and a staff devoted to your needs, it is then that you will know this community is like no other.
Tanglewood Village, a new beginning for your retirement. Call 423-5838 or visit tanglewoodvillage.com.
Hey.
Here's a look at your WSOY three-day weather forecast today. We've got areas of dense fog up until around 11 a.m. It's going to be partly sunny with a high of 78. And tonight, it's going to be partly cloudy with a low around 59. For Saturday, mostly sunny with a high of 84. And Sunday, mostly sunny with a high near 88. The current temperature in downtown Decatur is 61 degrees. And your WSOY time is 7:06.
Good morning and welcome to the 20th annual WSOY Community Food Drive. We are broadcasting live at the Kroger on US 36. Telephone number to call to give, 217-875-3350. Company starts now.
Byers & Company, WSOY, 1340 AM, 103.3 FM. Streaming live at nowdecatur.com.
Good morning and welcome. We are back here at the beginning of hour number two. You know, the 20 years, the one thing that hasn't changed, the struggle about how to make announcements.
Something's never changed.
it's sort of, I think that was probably the same year one. We were just too cold to notice it. After we have, I don't even, Lindsay, can you come here for a second?
Live radio.
Yeah, is that a one? Okay. It was give you a look at.
Holy cow.
All right. So, hour one, we have raised $120,000 here for the cause. So if you do the math at 19 cents a pound, or is that 120,000 pounds?
Times
I don't
five.
Know. No, I'm not. I think that's 120,000 pounds.
Hey, our first mascot showed up.
Yes, I noticed that. And our first mayor, if you think about all the years that Paul has been involved with the food drive as both a friend and supporter and patron, and, of course, Andy Birchbach from McDonald's, they've been out here for so many years. In fact, that cheese hat is in I don't know how many food drive pictures, a lot.
Yeah, you know, with a food drive, you got to go with the cheese hat. Got a little talk
and
to
the McGriddle.
McGriddle, talk to the doctor. I got a little Packer fever. So
no, let's not go there. I mean, we do know these guys are Wisconsin people, and they came to Decatur, and they have taken over Decatur with McDonald's. And they've been such, Paul, how important are local businesses to this community?
Oh, it's the backbone of this community. It really is. And And certainly that's why I always shop local. That's
right.
And I want to support those who support this community. And that's what this community is about.
I try to
each
do
other.
The same thing.
Well, it is amazing the 20 years have passed. Paul, you know how, you know, you sit there and you have a memory, you go, oh, that was just a few years ago, and it turns out it was 15 years ago or 20 years ago. Yeah. That's kind of the way it feels today. You know what I mean?
Yeah, it really is. I think now, you know, when I come out here, it's kind of like it's rejuvenating yourself from all the other years that they accumulate over a period of time. And I was talking to someone earlier, talking to the mayor earlier, and saying that when I leave here each year and start driving back downtown, I just feel like a new person. I do. Like this is what Decatur is all about. You know, giving, helping others, looking out for other people. And on this day, there's no politics. You know, there's no discussion about what's right or wrong. We just know this is right. This is an honest thing to do for our community. And this is what this community is about. Decatur shines, Central Illinois shines on this day above all other days.
Yeah. You know, Brian, I think I can speak for you on this. The food drive has officially begun now that Mayor Osborne and Mayor Moore have showed up. And actually the Birchbox, too, because your dad, every food drive morning, would show up with a bag of McDonald's breakfasts. And so we have officially begun now.
Yeah. Is there a ribbon or something? We've got our cheese that we put on our heads.
Well, I think biting into a McGriddle sandwich is my opening of the ceremony.
It's a
great way to start the morning, for sure.
Yeah.
Somebody got there, and you had two bags of toys.
So I thought, along with a donation, we brought in, there's a promotion going on right now for the 50th anniversary of the Walt Disney World Parks.
Wow, 50 and years for Walt Disney.
Yeah, for Walt Disney World, yeah. And so they have 50 toys. They're like display toys, and it's 50 different iconic characters, and it tells which park they're at, whether it's Magic Kingdom, Epcot, or whatever. But it's a really hard set to get. It's a Happy Meal that's lasting a little bit longer
than
normal.
It'll be like a collector's item someday?
It will be a collector's item. So we have all 50 here.
Wow.
And
I know that's big to a lot of people out there who are Walt Disney folks. This is significant.
Yeah.
What do you think it's worth?
Online, probably $500 to $1,000, and it will just keep going up. Those Happy Meal toys are collectible.
All right.
What do we do?
I think we hold on to it and think about it for a little bit.
Okay.
I mean, I think we're going to maximize the profit out of that thing.
Yeah, that's what we're here for.
Yes, because when you give, it all helps, right? Every little bit.
And we're trying to figure out ways to get as much as we can in one day.
No doubt about it. All right, here is the telephone number, 217-875-3350, 217-875-3350. You can call and give First Christian Church. You can go online at nowdecatur.com. There's a Venmo code there. You can give straight through the United Way portal, particularly if you're an ADM employee or you have a company that matches your gift and you need that 501c3. We do that through the Community Foundation,
hey,
through the United Way every year.
Can I go so far as saying if somebody just wanted to give us $1,000 right now, we'd
yes.
So, and if they don't, we'll figure out another way to get money out of people less than that. But let's say if someone wants to call in right now, call in First Christian Church, 875-33.
217. You got to dial the 217.
217-875.
3350. Yes.
And say I got $1,000 for
so
these.
So explain
toys.
To me. I was trying to do some conversation offline when you guys first started talking about this. So Andy, once again, if you don't mind, this is the Walt Disney
World Resort down in Florida. It's having its 50th anniversary.
Absolutely.
So they have 50 iconic characters, and then it's a display toy, and then basically it says which theme park they came from. So if it was Epcot, Magic Kingdom, Animal Kingdom. And so a complete set, and it's pretty tough to get. It's going over, basically we're having it for like a 7-week period. And so they're a tough one to collect, especially all for 50.
All 50. I would imagine that is very difficult. So you brought them out to donate to the cause.
Absolutely.
And I saw an envelope over there. I wasn't going to be too forward, but I just wanted to make sure that.
All right. Karnak.
All right. And Kevin, got the 50 things, $1,000. That's the price you're putting on it?
Yeah, put $1,000 on it. We should be fair. $1,000, I think, is good.
Yep. It's a good cause, and you're getting a little something back.
I see you're opening a check.
Whoa, that's a $1,500 check there, my friend.
Yeah, and you don't get those toys.
No.
All right, 217-875-3350. We have all 50 of those classic Walt Disney. 50 years, you know, I have such great memories of that place as a kid. You know, we were there. I remember when Epcot opened. You know, we'd always take the family vacation. You know, you go down to Florida, you drive, right? You know, you take you 2.5 days to get there and all the anticipation of going to see the parks. I'm sure that's the kind of thing that people have great memories
of. Yeah, there's Star Wars toys in there, Avenger toys, all the classics.
You think Mickey and Minnie are in there?
Well, I'm pretty much sure it is.
I mean, how many times have you been down to Disney World?
Haven't. Never been there.
Oh, my goodness. Yeah. You got to do that. That should be on everybody's bucket list.
Well, I thought downtown Decatur was Disney World.
Well, it's close.
It can be someplace.
And I also want to thank Osborne Publications. That would be Mr. Paul Osborne there in the Decatur Tribune for a wonderful $500 donation this morning here, Kevin. And Paul is like kind of the mailman as he's going through the Milliken building. People just go, hey, you're going down there. Why don't you drop this off? Paul, how important is it? I know, you know, we talked to the current mayor. I know when you were mayor, you felt the same way. Oh, there's a $50 bill in there.
Thank you to
Tom Moss.
Yeah.
Appreciate that.
Thanks, Tom.
I know that you worried about the citizens. You know, I mean, it's just something that weighs on your mind when you're mayor.
Yeah, and I think that's what's so important about this food drive. There are a lot of people who always want to help other people, and a lot of times they don't know how, and they want to make sure the money goes to the people who need it. And I think when you look at the community food drive, you see that. And even the train in the background agrees with what I'm saying. He's honking.
Yeah, he's honking.
I think that's, to me, that's why I really enjoy coming out here. And I think it addresses a problem that we have in our community, that all communities have. And I've said before, on the air at other community food drives, that people, in fact, I had a mayor from another community tell me, said, we could never do anything like this in our community. And I took that as a real compliment, because it speaks of what this community is about, and that is looking out for others. And I think in the last year and a half, that's kind of been trampled underfoot, because we hear so much negative and people complaining about this, but that's not the heart of this community. The heart of the community is on display here today. It's looking out for other people, and regardless of what they donate, regardless of what they give, they feel good because they know they're helping somebody else, and they may need help someday too.
And it's probably more important through this pandemic than ever before, because the hardships out there, unfortunately, are much more in people's lives than they were ever before.
Well, I think also, Kevin, that, you know, another aspect of this is that it shows that we care about other people. And you cannot live in a community and have that feeling without feeling good about the whole community.
And yeah, love your neighbor.
That's right. And that's what we practice, Indicator, and that's what we see come together on this one day. It happens all the time in this community. It's just one day here for everyone to say, I know that when I donate, the people who need this will get this. You know, it will benefit them. It won't go for administrative costs or
not a dime.
Yeah, that's right. And that's the beauty. That's why I support this. That's the beauty of this. You know, whatever you give, it's going to go to help someone.
100% of the money collected today, except for the sponsorship money, is going to food. The sponsorship money goes to reward the schools that help get
bring in more food.
Yeah. And nobody knows more about food than you do, Andy. I mean, you've dedicated your life to food.
Yeah.
And I know McDonald's is very conscious about helping people, as Kroger is.
Yeah, absolutely. You know, that's a big part of being in this community. I think the mayor brings up a good point. We've had a lot of things over the last 2 years that have kind of separated communities with COVID or politics. It's nice. It feels good to be part of somewhere everyone's coming together, kind of a unifying thing. And to be part of that makes you feel really good.
Yeah, who can't be for helping people get food? I mean, people who need food. And that's why this community is doing what it's doing and has been doing for 20 years. They get it. They step up on this day every year, and it just got bigger and bigger every year. They want to do exactly what you two guys are asking them to do.
Well, it's such an honor to be a member of this community for me personally, and it's an honor to have the opportunity to help other people. Decatur has been so good to me, you know, you work hard and everything else, but it's the people here that made, that's made my life here and created a home and raised my children through the support of this community.
I feel the same way.
Yeah, and you just want to give back, and you want to give back and keep giving back.
Well, there's nobody that gives back more than you have. I listen to the City Hall Insider every Thursday morning. You and Brian talk about what's going on. But as I think about it and I listen to you now, I said this man used to cover every city council meeting, sat there in the audience, and then became mayor. He said, I'm not only just going to talk about what they do, I'm going to get involved, and I'm going to lead. And you walk your talk, sir.
Well, I appreciate that. I do.
Well, Paul is has been out here for a very, very long time with us, and it's always great. The one gap that we have is Tuna, who is also out here every morning as the mayor, and we dearly miss him
as we
do every year at the food drive and,
year
round.
Golf tournament this year, the last one.
Absolutely. Well, listen, Paul, we appreciate all of the kind words, and once again, thank you for the very nice thing about my dad and your column this week. And Andy, to the whole family, we appreciate you. We're going to get $1,000 for those, I promise you.
Right.
And thanks for the food to feeding
very
the volunteers. And I say that all standing next to a grown man and a cheese head. And that's okay. We celebrate in style. I'm glad all that drama with your quarterback's done.
Yeah, me too.
I like to say the McDonald mascot is here, but actually that has nothing to do with McDonald's.
No.
All right, well, the first $1,000 donation that wants these Walt Disney exclusive toys, all 50 of them, for the 50th anniversary of Walt Disney World in Orlando, or Kissimmee, or whatever the actual name of the town is. It's now its own universe, right? With all the parks. Did you remember going to Disney World as a kid?
Oh my gosh, I am still going to Disney World. Paul's not been there. I've been there 50 times.
50.
Well, I've got 5 grandkids.
Well, you've gone enough for both of us.
10 for each.
All right, so we're going to do that. So if you want to drive out here or call 217-875-3350, 217-875-3350, the first $1,000 donation coming our way is going to grab all 50 of those.
Yeah, I think, I know my kids alone, if they're listening in Portugal right now, are thinking about getting all 10 of those. That's a big deal for somebody who loves Disney.
Yeah,
absolutely.
All right, guys, we appreciate it. Thank you very much.
Have a great morning.
We're going to take a break. When we get back here, Jennifer Ballinger will be joining us from 8 a.m. A lot to do live from the WSOY Community Food Drive, 217-875-3350, 217-875-3350. Back with more after this.
Are you or your loved one thinking of retirement? Discover a new beginning at Tanglewood Village. We are an affordable, independent retirement community with a home-like atmosphere. Located in Decatur on Route 36 East. Come in for a tour, and while you're here, stay for lunch and enjoy a delicious home-cooked meal. With its beautiful landscape, rural setting, and a staff devoted to your needs, it is then that you will know this community is like no other.
Tanglewood Village, a new beginning for your retirement. Call 423-5838 or visit tanglewoodvillage.com.
Hi, JR here from Speed Lube, and I'm just like you. I don't like waiting around for something to get done either. At Speed Lube, we pride ourselves in offering you the best customer service experience in as little time needed, featuring quality Pennzoil motor oil. Speed Lube and Pennzoil are two names you can trust to keep your vehicle running at tip-top shape regardless of the weather. Stop in and visit us at any of our 6 convenient Decatur area locations or our shops in Lincoln and Clinton, and get your Pennzoil oil change today at Speed Lube.
If you're not getting as much drill out of your drill, if your circular saw is making you dizzy, and if your Sawzall isn't sawing at all, it might be time for a new tool battery. Rex Battery has just the battery that will fit the manufacturer's specifications. We stock our batteries fresh so you get longer life and more power. You don't need to remember any part numbers or secret codes. In fact, you can bring your old battery in and we'll know exactly which one you need. We've spent decades dealing in batteries and know them better than just about anybody. Best of all, your battery is likely sitting right here waiting for you. No need to hope it gets delivered. No need to go to a chain and try to guess which one you need. If your projects are battery powered, Rex Battery can get it going. From the tiniest hearing aids to the biggest farm equipment, nobody knows batteries better than Rex. 1330 East El Dorado, Decatur.
Rex. Generations of power.
to Byers & Company, streaming live at nowdecatur.com.
Back here on a Friday, not just any Friday, it's the WSOY Community Food Drive, and Kevin Berhaney alongside. We have a lot of stuff that we're doing over the next 11 hours, I should say, just about an hour and a half in. And I'm not sure about that first total. We're working some stuff out there in the bank.
Oh yeah, we've got a turnover in the bank, and we're working out a few. What do you call those? Glitches?
Yeah, I would say just a couple. I feel like maybe we downsized too much.
No, you know, the issue is now that we are using Central Illinois Food Bank, everything is growing immensely.
Absolutely. We do have, I don't know if Kevin Horth did this for the McDonald's, but he's going to get the McDonald's because there's a $1,000 donation. In honor of 60 years of service for his parents, Don and Vicky, Pastor Horth. So I don't know if Kevin knows that he just won those 50 collectible pieces.
So we got to give it to him.
Absolutely. So Kevin gets it, and that's pretty cool. You know how many Happy Meals you'd have to buy to try to get all 50 of those?
We probably were halfway there.
But they're all there for the 50th anniversary of Walt Disney World.
I know. I mean, it's really a hard thing to get. And I know some people who aren't listening that loves Disney are going to regret that they're not listening, because that is a good get for $1,000.
Absolutely. Speaking of, our good friends at ADM are in the house, and Jennifer Ballinger is here with ADM Cares. And how are you this morning? Okay, is that three? Try that again.
I'm well.
There we go. Everything's just a little different this year. All right, so you guys do this work year-round around the entire globe. I don't know that everybody knows that right here in Decatur, you guys are making decisions on how to help people all around the planet Earth.
Yes, absolutely. ADM Cares, we work, as you said, every day around the world with our teams and our employees to help decide how we can make an impact in our community.
Absolutely. And so what are the thought process, sort of the pillars that you guys operate under? Give me the kind of the outline about the types of things that you guys support around the world.
Yes, absolutely. You know, as a company, at the heart of our purpose, we are all about feeding people in a nutritious and sustainable way. So hunger relief is really important to us. Also education, ways that we can help advance STEM and agricultural education, especially for young students who will one day be entering the workforce.
Especially at ADM, STEM is real important.
Yes, absolutely. And then sustainable farming, and that is in a lot of emerging markets around the world. We work with farmers and with teams to help figure out how they can use water in a more sustainable way, ways they can use fertilizer. You know, you think about providing mechanized threshers to farmers in different parts of Africa so that they can process their grain in a faster, more efficient way. So things like that.
Okay, and it is amazing, and I'm sure very rewarding for you and your team, you know, to be able to do that. But this is home, right? And so you're out here today, and you have a donation, and I know you guys did some interesting stuff this year because you attached it to sort of an employee challenge about being healthier, right?
Right, we did. This year we introduced Moving for Good, and it's a challenge where for every 30 minutes that an employee exercised, or for every mile that they walked or ran, if they recorded and told us about it, we donated $1 to the food drive.
Wow.
Yeah.
That's got to add up.
It did? It did, and we were quite pleased, yes.
All right, fantastic. So tell us about what the total was then. I mean, because I know you've got corporate, you know, gifts, you've got the employees, and then you'll be matching employees' gifts, you know, today as well, right?
Yes, absolutely. So our overall total is $100,000 for the
food amazing.
Drive.
That's amazing.
Yes. It did add up. Holy smokes.
It did add up. Yes, it did.
$100,000?
Yes.
That's fantastic.
I am so proud of our teams. As you mentioned, they went above and beyond this year. They really embraced the Moving for Good challenge. We set a goal of about 1 mile per employee. So we were thinking, hey, if everybody does one, we could get close to 4,000 or more. We got over 27,000.
27,000 miles.
Yes, yes. So right there, our employees alone that was almost, you know.
Well, that's great. I think it's smart, too. I mean, you know, a healthier workforce is a more productive workforce, happier workforce. So you combine a couple of things, and that's a great way to think about doing it.
Yes, and I have to say, Ashley Fultz, she did immense
work this year.
Great. She did, and she did immense work getting together the Moving for Good Challenge and thinking about creative ways that we could engage our Decatur team and get some great results for the food drive.
ADM Cares is all about the employees, isn't it?
We are. One of the most meaningful aspects of our ADM Cares program is the fact that we have employee giving opportunities. So as you mentioned, we have matching gifts where any employee that donates to a personal charity of their choice, we will match it. We also have volunteer impact grants. So if you volunteer at a local organization that's important to you, we will donate funds to that if you record and tell us about it. And we also encourage a lot of team fundraising. So things like this, we do these types of activities all over the world with our teams and our employees.
Brian, where would we be without ADM and this food drive?
We mentioned it earlier, year two of the food drive, ADM came to us and said, we do this, world, food day, and, we're doing, would you consider, maybe we team up and do this and, include, Salvation Army, and that's how it started to grow, and for years, not only the incredible, financial, contributions, but the trucks and the truck drivers and the operational end, we wouldn't have had anywhere near the success that we've had because of our partnership with ADM. And what I think is really cool, too, is you guys encourage your people to be involved in the community, and then they get a say-so in how that money gets spent with ADM Cares, right?
Yes, absolutely. We are always looking for ideas and support and engagement from our teams. And so who better around the world and here in Decatur to share ideas of nonprofits that are doing great work and organizations that we should consider better than the people that are right there on the ground doing it every day.
And Jennifer, I want to give you a personal thank you because you've been at the helm of listening to people like Brian and I many, many times, whether it's been the food drive or Decatur Celebration or the Education Coalition. You have been terrific in listening and helping us utilize the resources of ADM.
Thank you.
Well, no, and Ashley is great. The whole team out there is great. I just want people to be, proud that this Decatur team is literally taking care of the globe. I mean, I think it's cool. I really do. It's so much fun. And we miss the trucks and we miss all the ADM employees and, because you guys have not only supported this financially, but you've always had a lot of people out here volunteering. And, this COVID thing has just sucked for so many reasons, over the last couple of years. But we miss seeing the whole crew.
I know. But what one thing that we are doing this year is we're looking at ways that we can leverage the expertise. I mean, we talked about the popcorn at the Northeast Community Fund event a couple weeks ago. So those are things that we're doing to think about the connections, the expertise, the ways that our teams can make an impact through lots of other ways. And so it may look different. We may not be together in a huge mass doing things, but we're being thoughtful and thinking about things we can do.
Well, and the impact's still there.
And the impact is still there. And sadly, as you guys have been talking about this morning, the needs are greater than ever. So we're so pleased this year that we can help make a difference.
What a better place, though, than to have one of the largest food drives in the country than right here in Decatur, Illinois, the home of Archer Daniels Midland. And Tate and Lyle, too.
You're right. Right.
Well, Jennifer, please pass along all of our gratitude and thanks to all of the folks at ADM. You guys are just amazing every single year and have been such a big part of this when they stepped in year two, for the last 19 years. Been pretty amazing stuff. So we thank everyone at ADM. Please give our best to all your colleagues.
Thank you, Jennifer.
All right. We're going to take a 4-minute break here, Nick, and we'll be back with more live from the WSOY Community Food Drive. Call 217-875-3350, 217-875-3350. Back with more after this.
Are you or your loved one thinking of retirement? Discover a new beginning at Tanglewood Village. We are an affordable, independent retirement community with a home-like atmosphere, located in Decatur on Route 36 East. Come in for a tour, and while you're here, stay for lunch and enjoy a delicious home-cooked meal. With this beautiful landscape, rural setting, and a staff devoted to your needs, it is then that you will know this community is like no other.
Tanglewood Village, a new beginning for your retirement. Call 423-5838 or visit tanglewoodvillage.com.
Eagle Ridge of Decatur is the area's premier affordable assisted lifestyle community.
I think the most that I like about Eagle Ridge is that the staff here is willing to help us in any way, shape, or form.
I don't think they can treat you any better than what they're treating me.
And they make us welcome.
Eagle Ridge of Decatur provides a wonderful alternative for people who need just a little help. Call 872-1282 to schedule your tour today.
If you're not getting as much drill out of your drill, if your circular saw is making you dizzy, and if your Sawzall isn't sawing at all, it might be time for a new tool battery. Rex Battery has just the battery that will fit the manufacturer's specifications. We stock our batteries fresh so you get longer life and more power. You don't need to remember any part numbers or secret codes. In fact, you can bring your old battery in and we'll know exactly which one you need. We've spent decades dealing in batteries and know them better than just about anybody. Best of all, your battery is likely sitting right here waiting for you. No need to hope it gets delivered. No need to go to a chain and try to guess which one you need. If your projects are battery powered, Rex Battery can get it going. From the tiniest hearing aids to the biggest farm equipment, nobody knows batteries better than Rex. 1330 East El Dorado, Decatur.
Rex.
We all have dreams. A fulfilling job, a great place to live, a sense of pride and accomplishment. But for many of us, these dreams simply can't be fully achieved without additional education or training. I'm Tony Holly with the Community Foundation of Macon County, and we're here to help you achieve your goals and reach your dreams. So we've expanded our scholarship program to include adult and non-traditional students. This program is specifically for Macon County residents aged 24 or older who have interrupted their schooling for at least 3 years after graduating from high school or after earning their GED, and help them in achieving a two-year, four-year, or a master's degree, as well as vocational training at Richland Community College and or Millikan University. To apply by the November 1st deadline, go to MaconCountyGives.org, or for questions, call us at the Community Foundation at 217-429-3000. Again, that's MaconCountyGives.org. 217-429-3000. We're here to help you jumpstart your path to your exciting next chapter.
First National Bank is excited to be coming to downtown Decatur. The Quality Bank is adding a second Decatur branch at 100 South Water Street in the Millikan Building. You'll be able to get the same competitive home and auto rates, personal and business services, and personal touch the Quality Bank has been known for in Central Illinois for over 90 years. For more information, visit fnbpayna.com or stop by any of our locations in Payna, Assumption, Taylorville, Blue Mound, and on Baltimore in Decatur. FNB is coming to downtown Decatur. Decatur soon.
You're listening to Byers & Company, streaming live at nowdecatur.com.
Welcome back to the WSY Community Food Drive. I'm Kevin Burhaney, and Brian's in the bank, and we will continue with the food drive. And lots of activity going on now. Things are going really, really well. And we have Nikki Besser here and Karen Wilson. And I'd like to welcome you all to the show. And thanks for coming out this morning, Nikki.
Hi. Thanks so much for having me.
And thank you for coming up.
You're welcome. Thank you. I'm glad to be here.
So good, Sam.
Yeah, yeah.
How's things going over there?
It's going great. You know, we've had actually a pretty large uptick in our numbers, so we've been excited to have more people back enjoying the meal in the dining room. So a lot of friendly faces back enjoying the food and getting ready to continue that service as the weather cools down.
Well, you know, it's a very, very important time. When it gets to winter, Good Sam is a refuge for many, many people, isn't it?
Yeah, absolutely. You know, we talk a lot about the meal and feeding people, but the thing that we have to remember is that there is no price tag on a safe, affordable place to eat, a place where people can feel safe, they can be warm, and they know that the people there truly care about them and are going to help them with whatever they need.
How does the WSOY Community Food Drive help Good Sam?
Oh, we are so grateful for the support from the community. Of course, there's the monetary support that helps keep us serving that meal 7 days a week. No questions asked to anybody that enters into our building. But at the same time, I think there, again, the support from the community and the affirmation of what we're doing and everybody coming together is just inspiring, and I think really helps to fuel our mission for the rest of the year, just thinking back about the community coming together like this.
You know, Nikki, I stand here looking at you, and I think of when you were at Our Lady of Lourdes. Now you're running Good Sam. You collected food for the community food drive. We talked about Matt Bushell, you know,
yeah,
when he did the confirmation project. You were there then.
Yeah. Matt was in my little brother John's class, and it was just really cool to see that. And every year, you know, it was something that we as kids felt really cool doing, you know, that we were giving something back. We loved to have competitions, friendly competitions, and do that. And even through high school, when I went to St. Teresa, I did the Servium Club. We did a lot of service there as well, and that really helped to feed into my desire to continue to do that in my career.
Karen, good morning to you.
Good morning.
Karen Wilson is here from the Blue Mound Food Pantry. And, you know, Blue Mound is a fringe community of Decatur. It is a bedroom community, part of Macon County, and the food drive helps all of Macon County. And how does it help Blue Mound?
Well, we actually have four communities, Blue Mound, Booty, actually five. Blue Mound, Booty, Stonington, Macon, and Elwin.
Yeah, on your way to St.
Yeah.
Louis.
Well, it's basically the Meridian School District in Stonington.
Okay.
So and none of these towns have grocery store or anything like that, so we don't have those kind of donations that you get from a grocery store. So anything that we get monetarily, it helps us to buy the food that we need that would not be donated from any other businesses.
You know, I think, as being someone from Decatur Forsyth, that there's a real strong need for there's food deprived people out in the other part of the county. But from what I've learned from Catholic Charities, the rural areas of Macon County are just as much in need, if not more, than the cities.
Yeah, sometimes a lot of people will move out of the cities into the smaller communities because rent is cheaper or that type of thing. And so there's a lot more there than you would think. Also, I think there's a lot of movement in and out. So I'm appreciative of this chance to get out to the community that we are there. We're open every Saturday between 8 and 10:10, and that you can come every week. You don't have to wait a month to come back. We're run by 11 churches, and they care about the people in the community, and they want everybody to have enough to eat.
11 churches?
Yes.
See, that's such interesting information to me. I hope it is to people listening that, you know, Nikki, where you're at, you're right in the heart of downtown. Matter of fact, give your address.
920 North Union Street, that's 62522.
All right. And so you're very accessible to people within the Decatur community to get to your location pretty easily, and especially for those who may be homeless or who may not have any idea where the next meal is going to come from. They can walk to your location. Can you imagine what it's like out in the rural area?
No, like you said, and we have also the support of all the partners that we have in the city. We're in walking distance of Salvation Army, the Oasis, you know, Heritage, a lot of other really amazing services. And so I think I champion everyone out there in the rural community because, like you said, a lot of people don't realize the need. But I've also found, in working with some of our partners out there, because we have people that come in from Assumption, Riverton, to come serve at Good Sam. So not only are they serving their local community, they're driving 20, 30, 40 minutes to come serve lunch here in Decatur. So they're really just amazing people out there with just giant hearts.
So if you want to help today at the WSY Community Food Drive and help Good Sam and help the Blue Mound Food Pantry, call 217-875-3350, 217-875-3350. At First Christian Church, we have a bank of phones where people will take your call. You can Venmo. You can go to nowdecatur.com if you want. You go to the United Way website. You could donate online, but donate. Right, Nikki?
Absolutely. We really appreciate it.
How does it benefit you throughout the year?
Yeah, so we're able to utilize that money at the Central Illinois Food Bank to get food at a premium price, and that helps us be more selective with what we're getting. And since we have a unique situation when we're buying or making meals for, you know, 200 to 300 people a day, we need to be able to buy a consistent amount of things for a large meal. And so it's really important for us to have that ability to purchase food, but at a lower price. And that really helps us put out great food instead of scrounging around throwing things together that maybe are a little more mismatched.
How about for you, Karen?
We also utilize the food bank. It's been wonderful. I also tried to make a variety of things, so sometimes I have to go out and shop and find, because I like to have a variety every week where they have a main dish and lots of fruits and vegetables. And I tell you what, the food bank's wonderful, though.
They give you a list of food that you
can pick. And then the TFAP program, we have that, and that's amazing. You wouldn't believe how much we've been getting through the United States government, that all of our people, you know, reap the benefits of that.
All right, ladies, thanks for being here. And encourage people, please, to dial 217-875-3350.
Absolutely. Yes. Please do. Please help us out. We really appreciate
it. Yes, thank you so much.
All right, we'll take a break here. Brian will be back with more right after this.
Are you or your loved one thinking of retirement? Discover a new beginning at Tanglewood Village. We are an affordable, independent retirement community with a home-like atmosphere. Located in Decatur on Route 36 East. Come in for a tour, and while you're here, stay for lunch and enjoy a delicious home-cooked meal. With this beautiful landscape, rural setting, and a staff devoted to your needs, it is then that you will know this community is like no other.
Tanglewood Village, a new beginning for your retirement. Call 423-5838 or visit tanglewoodvillage.com.
Add curb appeal with a new Therma-True entry door from Maroa Lumber. Whether you want the look of real wood or a pop of color, you'll find a wide variety of styles to choose from. Therma-True doors are durable and energy efficient. They won't rot like wood or dent or rust like steel. They offer up to 4 times the insulation value of most wood doors and carry outstanding warranties. No wonder they're the most preferred entry door brand among building professionals. Discover the Therma-True doors at Maroa Lumber, 229 East Main in Maroa.
Hi, I'm Corky Nicholson with Hickory Point Bank. Running a local business is tough. We get it, because Hickory Point Bank is a local business, too. As one of Central Illinois' leading locally owned banks, we've been serving Decatur businesses and families for years. Most importantly, we know and understand the issues you face every day, because we face them, too. Join us and see the local difference. Hickory Point Bank and Trust, member FDIC.
Listening to Byers and Company, streaming live at nowdecatur.com.
Back here on a Friday. Kevin, we got a lot of people we need to thank, and we'll bring Dale Coley into the conversation. But Norma Lineman, L-I-E-N-E-M-A-N-N, $200 donation. Victoria and David Marshall with a $50 donation. Star Silkscreen, who did our 20th T-shirts, which all the volunteers are wearing.
20 years on the back.
Yeah, with a $200 donation. We mentioned a little earlier Mark and Kathy Sorensen with a $300 donation. That, by the way, goes towards MacArthur High School. Andrea Maple with a $5 donation. Sherry Barrowman with a $100 donation. That goes towards Eisenhower. William and Cheryl Meyer with a $100 donation towards Eisenhower. Judy Sims with a $25 donation towards Eisenhower. $100 anonymous donation towards Eisenhower. William Busby with a $100 donation to Our Lady of Lourdes. Ray and Debbie Bandy with a $200 donation to Mount Zion High School. Dirk and Sarah Peterson with a $1,500 donation.
Thanks, you guys.
That goes towards Dennis School.
I'm buying breakfast for you.
Jennifer Deaton with a $50 donation for Montessori Academy for Peace. Janice Brown with a $50 donation for Eisenhower High School. Jeremy and Juanita Morris with a $300 donation. So thank you to the Morrises, Dr. Morris.
Wow.
Chris and Amber Luce Vardy with a $100 donation. James Hoyt with a $100 donation. Jessica Green with a $25 donation. Susan Schrader with a $100 donation. David Frauman with a $20 donation, another $20 in cash, anonymous to Eisenhower High School, and then some of the other incredible ones that we have received, just absolutely amazing.
Hey, can I take a second to talk about a great group out there? Brian, you know, when I was on your show Monday morning some months ago, I talked about how concerned I was during the middle of the winter about what was going on in the middle of our inner cities and with these kids that were not able to go to school during the pandemic. And I got talking about the great work they're doing at Main Street Church, and they could use some help. Well, I get a call from Michelle O'Brien, who listened to that show, and she works alongside a lot of other great people at the Balance Foundation. And John Robinson is one of them. And she said, maybe we can help. And they came through with a significant contribution to help Main Street Church with those young kids. And now, Brian, I've just been told by John Ellison, the bank, that they have contributed $10,000 to this food drive from the Balance Foundation. How about that?
That's absolutely amazing. And they do so much good work in the community. That's an absolutely wonderful gift. And, you know, I feel like I've heard their name more and more and more, you know, that family.
Well, they listen to your radio show.
Yeah, well, no, I mean, they've done incredible work, absolutely. All right. Dale Coley, good morning, and thank you for being with us here today. How are you doing?
I'm doing great. I would not miss this. This is one of the best days in Decatur you can live. I love Decatur. Decatur's been good to us, and I'm telling you, this is what it's all about.
Yes, well, you guys do your fair share of giving back to the community. Why is it important to the Coley family?
It's real important from my perspective. I was thinking last night, you know, I have never missed a meal. I've never gone hungry. I've never had to worry about where I was going to sleep and things like this. It is just so good that we have a community that cares enough to help people in their time of need. And this is one of the most giving communities I've ever seen in my life. And
well, you're a big part of the reason why it is.
I want to make a real special encouragement to all the small businesses out there to come through this year, because we've had our share of different ups and downs over the last 18 months, but we're on the right track, and I'm encouraging every small business out there to donate, do whatever you can, take a collection up among the people in there. $5, $10, $20 doesn't make any difference. It's great to have the $100,000 donations, but one by one we can lick this thing. And to me, that's the most important part.
You know, Brian, I had called on Dale when Chris Overheim was murdered, a police officer in Champaign and from Decatur. Wayne Kent and I, with the 5 o'clock shows, called the other 5 o'clock show. Dale said, "You want to take part in buying meals for police officers at Doherty's for the rest of the year?" That took all of about 10 seconds for you to say yes. And that has been fun, hasn't it?
It's been a great deal. It's been an absolute great deal. You know, Brian, anytime you answer your phone, you know, from Kevin Brahaney, you know it's going to cost you something.
Yeah.
Have you noticed that?
Yes.
It is amazing.
Yeah, it used to be like, hey, let's go to lunch.
Yeah.
That's how this started 20 years ago. Here we are, 20
these
years
are,
later.
Folks, these are the pots calling the kettle black right here.
That's probably true.
That is absolutely true. Well, what do you have there, Mr. Dale Coley?
I've got a couple checks here. I had to break them down into two separate checks because I've got a Holy Family that I've got to help out, and Merle Forsyth I've got to help out because I got kids in both sides of this thing here. So Reed and I are donating $1,000 to the food drive this year, in addition to what we're going to do with the business later on. So
holy cow! You're going to do both?
Oh yeah, yeah.
Your business is you.
Well, it is, the great news is that my wife is home babysitting with one of our grandkids, and I hear Sue's doing the same thing.
Yes, while our kids, you know what? It's funny how that works these days, isn't it? We're still here, and they're off in different places.
Wouldn't miss that for the world. But we are so fortunate in to be in the position we're at in with the Coley family, and it humbles me to be able to do this kind of stuff. And I tell you, it's very, very helpful to reflect on the fact that we're able to do this type of situation. So get out there and do as much as you can to bring in as much money as you can to help feed these people throughout the year.
Absolutely. And you can give online. I was looking at some of the United Way giving coming in through the United Way website this morning here. Kevin and David and Jean Munson, and also from Decatur Pool and Spa, you know, which is their business. That's a total of $400 in donations going to Warrensburg Latham. Steve Shabak with a $100 donation. Remember, folks, you can add the school that you would like to see receive those funds. And actually, the schools don't receive the funds, but they get the credit for the funds. And it's pretty amazing when you think about all the competition that goes into that. Another $100 donation from Christopher Thompson, pretty cool stuff. $25 donation goes towards Dennis for Justin Curtis. David and Karen Martin with a $600 donation. How about that?
No, huh? Dave and Karen, every year you get the donations. Like, they're from Caterpillar.
Absolutely. Missy Batman, in memory of Terry Byers with a $100 donation. Bob and Don Juhas with a $1,000 donation.
Awesome.
That goes towards St. Pat's.
Thanks.
We're going to be talking to, I'm going to hold that one out because we're going to be visiting with them in just a little bit. Matt and Natalie Beck. Natalie will be out here officially for the Community Foundation. And
she has big news for us.
Yes, she does. But also a $500 donation coming in personally from Matt and Natalie.
Thanks, Matt,
that
Natalie.
Goes towards Holy Family. Mary Blaylock with a $3,000 donation in memory of Terry Byers. Appreciate that.
Awesome.
And then, of course, we had our $104 from ADM. So we made the check for a nice round $100,000, but there's an extra.
Oh, there's another $104.
Yes, absolutely. I got to give these back to Debbie because I've got four different stacks going here. The $100 donation anonymous, another $20 anonymous, $100 from Altrusa. Not sure what that is. Another $20 anonymous towards MacArthur. And then hang tight, Karen, because First Mid Bank and First Mid Insurance Group with a $1,000 donation, First Christian Church with a $1,000 donation, Decatur Back and Neck Center with a $1,000 donation, $5 anonymous donation towards Meridian. Every single bit counts. And then thank you, Karen, for that, for my dad. $200 donation going towards MacArthur in memory of Terry Byers. So we really appreciate that, and thank you very, very much. We have a whole bunch to get to here today. A ton.
That's good news. We love a ton
absolutely.
Of things to get to on a food drive day.
And the next hour coming up, we're going to be visiting with Jim Reynolds from Milliken and Dan Watkins and Carla Miller and Dr. Pete Versalino and in Reasonable Services. We got a lot to do, and we'll have an update for you in about 3 minutes, okay? 3 minutes or so. Well, actually, it's a little more than that. It's about 7 minutes. But we come back after the top of the hour. We'll have the total.
After 20 years, we never did get a drum roll. You know, we always talked about having that timpani, but I don't know. We've made it through 20 years without it. I guess we can make it through this show again.
All right. 217-875-3350. 217-875-3350. Call now and give. Every penny you donate today goes to food. Dale, no overhead, no cost, no staff, no salary, no transportation. Every single bit of it goes to food.
And we're very, very happy to make the donations so that we can get the schools paid so that they can get us some more money.
That's hey, Dale, important. One more thank you to you. On your Tuesday night show, Pharmacy Friends with Facts, what you have done through this COVID process by bringing on Dr. Fletcher has been terrific. Brian does it in the morning, and your show in the evening did it all year and a half long.
Pharmacy Facts with Friends. It's been important. It's been a great deal. I was surprised when Brian called me to do this, and it's been a great 10 years, let me tell you.
We talked about it on the golf course.
We did.
Well, our work gets done on the golf course.
It was awesome. We're so fortunate.
I'm trying to tell my wife that.
Yeah, we're teamed up with Newhoff Media, and it's been a super deal for us. We appreciate that.
Well, if you listen live at 5 o'clock, or you can always get the podcast at nowdecatur.com or wherever you get your podcast, the 5 o'clock shows are fun, and they all have their own podcast page. You can go back and listen to as many episodes as you'd like, and it's a big part of our family. And that's the way we look at it. We are family, and happy to have you with us. And please pass along to Rita and the girls, I mean everyone, what you guys have been doing in this community for so long and what you've done for so many people and continue to support this for so many years. We just really appreciate it.
Thank you very much.
All right, Kevin, we got a minute left here until we get to the top of the hour news. Let's give that phone number out
217-875-3350.
All right. 217-875-3350. 50. We have a lot of surprises ahead today, and a lot of guests and a lot of people who are going to be coming in and joining us by phone, particularly the last couple of hours of the broadcast tonight. We're going to take a little look back and visit with some of the people who were here for the original one 20 years ago, right down there.
Yep, we had that big barrel of fire going.
I don't think the big barrel of fire was year one. That was another guy's idea a couple of years later.
I remember, though.
With the part, well, I
felt like a hobo.
The ashes blowing everywhere. Yes, we've had a little bit of everything. Today, some fog. The air is a little damp, but it's supposed to burn off, and we're going to get partly sunny conditions for the rest of the day, which will be a good thing for the volunteers. Call right now, 217-875.
You've been listening to the Newhoff Media Podcast Network. For more, visit newhoffmedia.com.